Homeless Vermonters face many deadly risks, but the state doesn't track how many have died or what kills them. A first-of-its-kind analysis by Vermont Public in 7 days identified at least 82 people who died, either living outside or sheltered in motels, between 2021 and 2024. Many of these deaths happened in largely invisible ways, in tents, sheds, motel rooms, and dumpsters. This week, we're bringing you three of their stories. In the second story, Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors reports on the death of a man he knew.
Our reporting found the majority of homeless deaths in Vermont were fatal drug overdoses. Among these dozens of people was a man I knew, Todd Gorton.
Hello, this is a prepaid call from
Todd Gorton.
An inmate at the Northern State Correctional Facility.
I first met Gorton in 2021 while I was writing about how prisons were responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. Vermont was the only state in the country where no prisoners had died from COVID, thanks in part to aggressive lockdowns when the virus was detected. Gorton told me these lockdowns were tough. Once, he and his bunkmate were confined to their 8-foot by 12-foot cell for 49 days.
My anxiety is through the roof. I'm the best basket case you'll ever run into.
Over the course of 3 months, by phone and email, Gorton told me about his life. He had spent most of it in prison, starting when he was 16. He was charged as an adult with attempted sexual assault and spent 3 years incarcerated. He did another 18 years after a 1990 conviction for sex crimes involving a child. When we talked in 2021, Gorton was close to finishing a 12-year sentence for burglary, but he was worried about finding a place to live.
I have no rental history. I've never had a license. I've never even had a credit card. I've never had nothing. You know what I mean? Nothing but jail. One thing I ever had. I can't believe I made it this long.
Still, Gorton had some hope. He worked in the prison's wood shop and liked it. He thought maybe he could work in carpentry when he got out. I wish I could show you what I'm making, he told me once. He was studying to get his commercial trucking license. At one point, he told me a friend found him an old Toyota camper he could live in, but he knew whatever he did, some structure would help. Often in times of stress, he turned to drugs.
My problem is, though, every time I get out, I think it's my birthday, and it's not like that. I really got to do something with my life.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Well, I guess we, I gotta go.
Yeah. I'm glad you...
A year later, in May 2022, Gorton got out of prison. I lost track of him until last January when I ran into him at the Burlington Criminal Courthouse. The 54-year-old had picked up some retail theft charges. He'd been homeless and using drugs, but he told me things were looking up. He was on Suboxone, and he'd recently got into the Burlington Housing Pods, a shelter intended as a first step for people exiting homelessness. I gave him my card, and he said he'd call. Less than 2 weeks later, Gorton overdosed and died inside his 60-square-foot pod. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.